And that, in Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Onos de masnisen heichidomi. What is the case? Abo yevimtoi ba'oinis. How did this come about? If we're speaking about the goyim forced him, ubo'alehom, ba'omar rove ein oines la'erve lefisha ein kishui elo lodas. Rove said that indeed, if being ba'anis, a person to be boyal and erve, there's no heter of pikuach nefoshes, or there's no heter, there's no reason that we should not say yehorig val yaver, lefisha in kishui elolodas, because that what he's miskashe in the biye, that's done berotzen. Exactly what Rove is saying, we'll have to see Tosfos. But al koponim, let us just continue in the sugya. Rove said that if a person is miskashe bishas biye, and therefore the biye is considered that it is done bidas, even if all other chelke habiye were done ba'ines, but since the kishi is berotzoin, so that's called das. So the ein kishi elulodas means Rava says it is impossible for a person to become niskashe if there's no rotzoin to be niskashe. So al kochoch, if there's a biya bekishi, there's rotzoin. So that is not considered habo al yevim toy ba'ines. He's not an oines. There's a rotzoin. And just to clarify a little the sugya, Tosfos says in one teretz that, so who says there was kishi? So maybe there was a bee without kishi. A person was meshamish ba'iva meis. So Tosfos says that in one teretz by yibum, you need derech hakom Hashem. It says lahokim la'ochiv shem. So we need a bee that's roi la'kom Hashem. So we need a bee b'kishui. And if there was the biya bekishui, so al kochach there was rotzen on the biya. So it's not called that boinis. That's the Gemara's kash. Ela biyosha. So the Gemara says it is speaking about that the pashat of pshat of yoshan means that it's speaking about that he was boil ho when he was a yeshayne. When he was a yoshan, so memele, so that's called an oinis. A pule that one does b'shashine is called oinis, and that's the case. So the Gemara asks, "Va'omar Rav Yehuda yoshan loikone b'yevimtoi? A yoshan isn't kine." So memele, that can't be the case. Maybe it's a beautiful tzir of oinis, but it's not kine. The Mishnah says you're kine. Elo b'niska. B'niska. Let us see Rashi and b'niska. She niskashe le'ishtoi. A person was niskashe le'ishtoi. V'nofal minagak. V'niska b'yevimtoi. And he fell from the gak. The kishi was not for yibum. The kishi was le'ishtoi. And then this was on top of a roof. He fell off the roof. V'niska b'yevimtoi, and he was nidvak b'yevimtoi with the nefila. So he was boiled the yevame. Now there's no problem how the kishi was. It wasn't, the kishi was already from before. And the whole bee came about now, but b'oinis. So the Gemara says, "Va'omar Rabbe nofal min agag v'niska chayiv barbo dvorim." If by falling from a gag he's niska be'ishe, so the chayiv nezek tzar ripuy in shabbos. U'biyevimtoi loykane, but you're not kane biyevimtoi. Let us see Rashi on this. Chayiv bedalad dvorim b'nezek v'tzar v'ripuy v'shebes k'diyoma ba'achivu petza tachas potza l'rabbeis ha'shegik k'meizid v'oines k'rotzen. So Mamela, even though in the Hezek, it's not his fault, he was an Oynis, but he's Chayev. Abu Beboishes, like the Mephorish Lekamon, Boishes is not Chayev, because you learn from a Posik, Ashi Yiskavan Levayish. By Boishes, he has to have the Feirish Kavon to be Mevayish. So, Lechayre, so that can't be the case. It's a beautiful oinis, but you're not kind. The Mishnah says you're kind. Elo kegoin sheniskaven leishtoi, v'tokfosa yevimtoi uboaleo. So the Gemara says the case is as follows, that he wanted to be boil his wife. And he was niskasha leishtoi. So the kishi was not for yibum, the kishi was leishtoi. Now he's muksha ready. V'tokfosa yevimtoi, in the yevome schlepped him, she pulled him, and she made that he should be boil her with the Eva Mikusha. So it comes out, and she was stronger than him, so it comes out, the whole beer was boinus. That's the case of a beer boinus. What is the case, Shneyem Anusim? What is the case, both of them were Anusim? The same case. He was niskaven leishtoi v'niskasha leishtoi. V'tokfuhu oiv dei keichovim v'dovkum zebo ze. She was an anus, he was an onus. And Akum were madvik, both of them together, ubole. And that's how the bia came about. So that's called Shneim Anusim. Before we go a little further, I'd just like to mention a beautiful Ha'ore from the Keren Oire. The Keren Oire asks, let us first see Rashi, and then we'll mention the Keren Oire's Kakashi. The Rashi, we skipped over a Rashi Bekavone, we'll come back to that Rashi. We'll be Yevimtoi Loikone. The loy echaven lebiya. By Yevimtoi, he's not koine if he was niska by Yevimtoi, because he wasn't machaven lebiya. He's falling and from the fall that he fell, he was boil Yevimtoi, but he wasn't machaven for that. She niskaven leishtoi v'niska shelo. And then hidviku, takvo evdikechovim, or takvo Yevimtoi. The Keren Oire asks, Amire de Kekashe, by Nofal Minagag V'Niska, why isn't he koine her? He wasn't Mechavin Lebiya. He wasn't Mechavin to make a beer. It was Amire de Kekashe coincidence. He fell off a roof and he fell onto the Isha and he made a beer. But Al Kaponim, there was no Kavona to make a beer. The beer was made without Kavona Livaloisa. So that's not called a beer. So he asks, why by takfosa yevimtoi, or takfu oiv de kechovim, what is this different than niska? What's the difference if a person is madvikim, or the nefila, the koyach of gravity is madvikim? He has no intentions to make a beer, and he's not mechavin to make a beer, and takfu yevimtoi. So why is this called ichaven lebiya? Why is this not called ichaven lebiya? He blibes by Akashi. Maybe she doesn't explain what the difference is. It's a moiridik Akashi. Perhaps we could be, say, a teretz on this kashi. Rab Shimon, Chedusha Rab Shimon, mentions a Yesod. We had mentioned it in Perik HaChelitz. That's where he derives this Yesod. Perik HaChelitz, it says that if you had a Eved and he's tovel himself l'shem Cheres, so it becomes a Ben Cheres. If you're toikif him, you matbel him l'shem Avdes, so then he can't be mechavel l'shem Cheres. So Rav Shimon says, why not? You can put him into the water, but he's machavan. What, you can have all the kavanas what you want. You want he should be a neb. He wants to be a ben chayrim with this tefillah. So Rav Shimon says, pshat, that if a pu'ule is being done with a person, the kavanas, the purpose of this pu'ule is nigra la'acher oisei ha'pu'ula. The ones who are doing it. That means he's not doing anything. He's being getavled. But the maisa ha'tvila, he's not making. The people who are pushing him under the water, they're making the tvila. So what kind of a tvila is it? Is it a tvila l'shem avdus or tvila l'shem geiris? It depends on the kavona of the matbilim. And if they're matbil him l'shem geiris, that's called a tvila l'shem avdus. So what he can scream chai v'kaim am tayim l'shem geiris, but it's nothing. He's not making the tvila. The tvila is being made through others, and the kavonis at tvila is dependent on what the others were thinking about b'shas mais. So perhaps that is the chilek between niska b'yevimtoi and takfu. Niska b'yevimtoi, so that means the whole nefila, the whole biya came about. He didn't have kavona lebiya. And the koyach of gravity also didn't have kavona lebiya, so it comes out there was a biya without kavona's biya. So that's a called a biya. So therefore he's not kaina. Masha einkein tokfosa yevemta. What did the yevoma want? The yevoma wanted he should be boyala. So the dibuk of the yevom with the yevom, and the same thing was by the that's what they wanted also. They wanted that there should be a B.O.V. That was their intent. That the Yavam should be boiled the Yavamit. So Memele, so even though he didn't have Kavona Lava Yolel, Afal Pikein, that says a shame B.O. because you look at those who made the B.O. You look on their Kavona. By them it was a Kavona L'shame B.O. Now, let us just go a little further. Let's skip over a Gemara to understand the difficulties that we're going to find soon, say in Rashi and say in Tosfos. Gufe, it is around towards the middle of the Amid, Gufe, Omar Rav Yehuda, Yoshan Loikone. So we had before a member, Yoshan Loikone B'Yevimtoi. How do we know Yoshin Loikone? The Omakra Yevama Yavoi Oleho. The Yavam should be Bo Oleho Ad the Mechavin Lo L'Shem Bia. That has to be Mechavin Yavoi Oleho. That means it has to be Kavone Lova Yoleho L'Shem Bia. So therefore, if he's a Yoshin, so Porshit Pshat is that he was Bailo when he was a Yoshin, so there's no Kavone Lovo Yoleo, he was sleeping. So Mamele, so that's not Yevome Yovo Yoleo. Now, let us see, we have two very, very difficult Rashis. Ella B'Yoshin, that's Rashi and Dafnun Gimel Amid Beis. So Rashi says, Sheniskashe Kshehu Yoshin. He was Niskashe when he was a Yoshin. That's very schwer. It was Niskashe, so the more close a Shaila, more close, how do we have an onus by Yibu? So the Gemara says, you be Yoshin. So Lucher Poshep Shan, the Gemara, he was Bailha Bishine. Not only the Kishi was Bishine. The Obiya was Bishine. So, and that's an onus, but the Gemara said, Rav Yehuda said, Yoshin Loikone. So it's very good. Rashi all of a sudden says something very unclear. Sheniskashe shu Yoshin. And how was the Biya? Someone of Sheikh. If the Biya, he wasn't a Yoshin, so it's Birtzainai. So we're looking for a case of oinus. So Lachaira is Ike Chosim in a Sefer. Nishkasha Shuhu Yoshin is not a Teretz Lachaira. Ike Teretz is Kshabua like Shuhu Yoshin. That's the Teretz. Was Nishkasha Shuhu Yoshin, the Boa like Shuhu Yoshin. Rashi doesn't mention that at all. Now let's go to the next Rashi. Yoshin Loikome. So Rashi says, why is Yoshin Loikome? So if you would ask us, we just learned the Gemara. Gufa Omar Afune, Yoshin Loikone. The Gemara says, Yomakra, Yavama Yovila, Adamachavin Lo Lashem Bi, because it says Yova Yola, that means Yovila means Mechavin Lashem Bi. Rashi says, all of a sudden, Anu Chisorim, the Yoshin Lav Bardas, Lehave Kinyon Lekinyon. Anu Chisorim altogether, he's not a Bardas. And so Mamela, the kinyan that he's making is not a ma'ase kinyan. Ela Bardas, he can make a ma'ase kinyan. Rashi ignores the Gemara. Now let us see Taisvis. Yoshon loikone, perish bekuntris, mishim delay havi bardas, vikoshe. So Taisvis asks Amir de Kekash, do cotton afal gav delay havi bardas, have you kind of loved the Mia Teikra? Now, Bemison, there's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, you had mentioned a few times already. The Mesachdis Kedushin. The Gemara in Mesachdis Kedushin darshans from the Posek Isha Sheyinaf as Aishas Ish, Prat La Aishas Kotten. So the Gemara said that if a person is Mizanda with an Aishas Kotten, he's not Chayev Misa. So the Gemara asked, V'chi yesh Ishus L'Kotten? Prat L'Aishas Kotten. A Kotten can't have an Isha. He's allowed by that. So the Gemara says here, by a Ben Tess that was Bola. So there's Ishus. So Rashi learns Pshat, a Ben Tess is like a Koine. You don't need chalitz anymore, it seems from Rashi. Begar shebeget. Rashi only says you have to give a get when you are godel. But like this, a Mishneh Nida. But it's a biyeh. And, but there's a miyeh. If a person will be boyel, there's no chiv Mrs. Bezen. Could be there's no chiv chorus also. But that's the miyut. Eishes ish prat la eishes kotten, v'chi yesh ishus la kotten. Yes! By a kotten, a bentes, a yovam, that's bo ala yevome, so there's ishus la kotten. That's how Rashi learns. Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. Taisvis says that Taisvis says, the posik is telling us that he's not koina. That's gufib shatan posik. Not the Pasuk is telling us that there's no Einish on this news. The Pasuk is telling us that he's talking not Kainah. So now, Satoysis is asking a question. Rashi just set up a new Yisod that you need a Bardas by Kinyan Yibum. Satoysis asks the Koshe, the cotton afal gav deloy havi Bardas, havi Kainah, ilav de miyatei kro. So the Pasuk is he's not Kainah. But the Pasuk says he's not Kainah, but the Prat Laishas Kot, but it would seem that Chasorun of Lava Das is Bechano Chasor. And L'Chayre, let us be Moisev, Taisus is asking L'Shito Soi, according to Rashi, the Kash is 10 times more difficult. The Pasuk doesn't say that he's not Kainah, he is Kainah. She's Tak as Yivame, according to Rashi, you don't need Chalitz anymore. When he becomes a godly, gives her a get and finished. Elo taime mishum delay ichaven lebiya klal. So Taisa says, you know why Yoshin isn't kaine? Lo ichaven lebiya klal. Vahavi ki miskaven latiach bekoisel de besomach. Taisa brings a gemara baita, that a person wanted to be mazriya on a koisel, and he was mazriya be ishtoi, be yivimtoi. So that's not called, there was no kavonas biyam. So l'chayre Taisvis is also unclear. Taisvis has to bring up a mushel from the Havalek, miskavalatich, bekoisel de besomach. I mean, l'chayre, there's enough in the Gemara. The Gemara says, yoshan loikone biyivimti, da omakro, yivome yoviyale, adamachavan lo l'shem biyam. So it says, kloini kavonas l'shem biyam. Why didn't Taisvis bring our Gemara? the Tosis Yishanim says this taka. Yoshin Lekonim Bivinti Peshkonim Shem Lehavi Ben Das, Ulay Nihira Dafilo Cheresh, Lehavi Bar Das Min Kamakonim, Nihira Taime Mishum De Beinon Kabone, Beniche De Cheresh, Esh Lekon La Kabone Shiyochala, Aber Biyoshin Ein Lekabone Shiyesh Lek Moishuaya, Chaynami Mashme Lekami, Da Mapetlim Biyova Yaleo, Ada Mechavin Lo. And that's this Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lekon Biyova Dabar Kol Yivo Miyova Yaleo, Ada Mechavin Lo, Lashem Biyo. So Al Koponim, Rashi is very, very difficult to understand. And Rashi is schwer for two reasons. One, the reason that Rashi said is the Yoshin Labar Das, I mean, Rashi, of all people, should say such a thing. If Rashi holds a cotton, it's kind of minatirish. You don't need a Bar Das. And the different, and that's, so the reason what Rashi said is very difficult. And number two, why didn't Rashi say Tosus reason? This is the, Tosus has a beautiful reason. The Gemara says this reason. Yevama Yavi Aleha. Had the mechavin lo l'shem b'yeh, and Ayoshon is not mechavin l'shem b'yeh. Lulei de mistafine, I would try to fa'emfer both kashes. Number one, that what Rashi says that Yoshon is a lav bardas. So the question is, what do you mean Allah Bardas? The Bias Cotton is kind of in a tell you, no, he's not, he's Allah Bardas. So what's, where do you see such a chasson of Allah Bardas? It could be, Taisvis in Kiddushin asks Akasha and Rashi, if Rashi holds that a Bias Cotton is kind of in a tell you, the Gemara says, Asu bias bentes ke maimer begodl. They made it like maimer. So what do you mean they made it like maimer? It's kind of mina teir. Watch that, they made it like maimer. That's Taisvus Kasha and Rashi. So they says it's a raya, that mina teir, it's nothing. He's not kind of anything. And Asu bias bentes ke maimer begodl. That means Rabbonin, you need a get. That's Asu ke bias bentes. Rashi in Mesechtes Nida seems to say a different pshat in the Gemara. What's asu bias benteske maima begodl? Just like a maima, you can't get away without chalitza. So they said a bias bentes also mita rabbona needs chalitza. That means you can't get away. Napshat is maima is a maila, according to Tosfos. The Pasuk tells me that it's nothing, but the Rabbonin said, Asu, peace, mentes, kemaimer, begodl, that what, Alakabonin, mit the Rabbonin it's something, mit the Rabbonin it's like maimer. According to Rashi, it's punfaker. Minateri is kaina, minateri doesn't need a chalitze. Minateri, when he become a godl, he'll give her a get. Mit the Rabbonin, Asu, Rabbonin, Asu, peace, mentes, kemaimer, begodl. The Rabbonin said, no! You are not koine. You need chalitza midarabon. So, let us understand. So the Rabbonon were machmer. The Rabbonon said that Abiyas ben Tas is not koine. So it could be, what did the Rabbonon say? The Rabbonon said, since he's a lav bar kinyin, so midarabonon is not koine. They said that means minatoyre the bi is matkiya the zike he doesn't need chalitza. Midrabbonon said since he's a lav barkin, even though minatoyre is kain, midrabbonon is not kain, that's why you still need chalitza. So it could be this din that Rashi says loyhavi kinyonoi kinyin. Rashi means because that is the gemara of also bi is bentes kemaima begodu. That means the Rabbonon said that means the Rabbonon is not a Kenyan. You need Chalitza. The Rabbonon said this. So the Rabbonon have to be consistent. The Rabbonon didn't say only Abiyas ben Cotton is like Maima. The Rabbonon said me the Rabbonon you have to be a Bar Kenyan. That's what the Rabbonon said. And if you're not a Bakin, you can't be Mavkiya Zika Min HaTorah. So therefore you need Chalitza Min HaRabbon. Now, our Mishnah said, Habol Yevimtoi, Bein B'Shoigik, Bein B'Meizid, Bein B'Nis, Bein B'Rotzein, Kono. So Rashi said, what's the Taitch Kono? V'Yoytzi B'Get, Im Bo'Lo Hitziyo. So our Mishnah says, you do not need Chalitza. Our Mishnah says that a Get is good. So that's Shatan Rashi. Rashi said that it can't be speaking about a Yoshon, because a Yoshon would need Chalitza, because he's a Labardas, but could be it's only Midarabonon. Could be that as Pshat and Rashi. The second Kasha we asked on Rashi, why did Rashi say Fakert than the Gemara? The Gemara says that a Yoshon a Yoshin is not Kaina because says Yevom Yovela Adam Achavlo L'Shem Bia, and Rashi says it's a whole new chesaron. What's wrong with this chesaron? Perhaps we had mentioned before that that Teisva says that even though B'chola teirekula, it could be Mishamish Meis Ba'arayis is Chayiv. You don't need Kishui to have Hashem B'ye. But Ba'yibum, there's a special din, Lohokim La'ochiv Shem, that you need a B'ye of Hakom Hashem. You need a B'ye that's Choy La'kom Hashem. That means even though Eva Meis is called a B'ye, but you need a B'ye that's Choy La'hokim La'ochiv Shem. So now let us think for 1 minute, what would be the din if a person was, the Gemara is groping for a case of a bo yevimte ba'oines, a case that he was an oines. So let us think of such a case. A person was bo al yevimte ba'evemes. So that's not a beit, so it's nothing. He wanted to be, well, let's say you hold Meshamish Meis Baro Yishoi. He was Bo Yevimtoi. Ve'eva Meis. Now it's no Yibum. And then he fell asleep. And then he was Nishkashe Bishinosoi. That means it's Be'emtza Abiyah, but till now didn't have a Torah's Biyah for Yibum because it was Eva Meis. And when he was Nishkashe Bishine, and the Shini was Nishkashe. So why isn't that a case? So it's called a Bia Boinus. That means the Bia's Yibum was Boinus. To say, so why is that no good? Rashi says, Ela B'Yoshon. Rashi says, could be that is Kshenis Kashek Shehu Yoshon. Could be Rashi means only the Kishi was Yoshon. He was Boyla when he was air. He was Boyla B'Eva Meis. It was Niskashek Shehu Yoshon. So could be he was Boyla before. He, and he's boiler be'eva meis, but that's not a beer. And when the iskashik shehu yoshon, so it could be als the chesorin of yevama yova yela ashi iskavin l'shem beer. That's good. It was bekavin l'shem beer. He was boiler. It's not a beer for yevam, but you can't say it's a felt in yevama yova yela. So he was mechavin l'shem beer, and he was niskashik shehu yoshon. So what's wrong? Why isn't he kinder? So that's why Rashi had to say, there's a nuchason, there's a labardas. A labardas can be kinder. Could be that is pshat in Rashi. I, Rav Huna said later, another chason by Yevom Yova Yoleh. Rav Huna didn't say this. Rav Huna said that there's a chason of Ze Ravuna said there's a chesorin of Achiyova Adam Chavlo L'Shem Bia. Ravuna Zichet Rav Yude said Yoshel Ikonet Da Omer Koyivom Yivol Adam Chavlo L'Shem Bia. So Ravuna is talking about the Gemara is giving a reason to Ravuna in a case that if he wasn't Machavin L'Shem Bia, he's not Koine Minatayre. The word is a posik. Im keinem anachnu, what we said pshat in Rashi, that this whole din, but in such a case, if he was born there by the meisel niskashe b'shine, so it could be minatayris takekoine. Because the whole problem is, like, have a kinyon, a kinyon, and that is only at the rabban of the kidin. Like, at the din of a sub, bias, mentes, kemaima, begodl. So that's why Ravun is saying, there's a teiridike chesoron of Yoshu. Fine. But Rashi had a kasha, but we could say the Mishnah is speaking about another case, those baller of Eivor Meis, then it was Niskasha Kshu Yosha. So Memele, so then Lachayre, he should be, then, why do we say the Mishnah is speaking about such a case? Rashi said, but in such a case, Al-Kaponim Midarabon, and he won't be kind. Let us go a little further. The Tosfos are too long to start tonight. Menahan Yimili. How do we know this din that it says in the Mishnah that ben b'shoigig, ben b'meizid, ben b'oinis, ben b'rotzin, that it's called a bia? The Tana Rabon, Yevom Ayovi Yalo Mitzvah. So the first pshat is, it's a mitzvah to make Yibum preferably over Chalitza. Dovaracha, Yevom Ayovi Yalo, ben b'shoigig, ben b'meizid, ben b'oinis, ben b'rotzin. That any oifen, how it's yovei aleh, is kaina. So the Gemara asks, v'afikta ele mitzvah, you said that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that it is a mitzvah to make yibum. So the Gemara says, le mitzvah mivim lo yach peitzeish nafke. The Rishash explains, you look at the parashim, lo yach peitzeish, and they come, and then she says, lo yovei yabmi. And the Dibur Eilov ashoifed him, and they tried to convince him to make Yibum. And if he doesn't make Yibum, you spit in his face. So Al Kaponim, from the whole parsha, it would seem that mitzvah Yibum is kedem is la mitzvah chalitze. Or chafetz, but if he would be, we tell him, if he'd want to make Yibum, we tell him to be miyab. So Memela, so the Yibum Yovila is not coming to tell us the mitzvah Yibum is koidim. That I can figure out from the Yachpeitz. Chiyosu ko, bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizid, bein b'inis, bein b'rotz. Tanya Idoch. What does Rashi say? Mitzvah kloima bebiye yesami b'chalitze. It's a mitzvah yesami b'chalitze. A chofetz mitzvah liyivumim. Now the Gemara brings another baraisa. Tanya Idoch, Yivom Yovila Kedarka. Lakocha Shaloi Kedarka. Viyibem Viyagimeres Bo Ben Kesavishtagoim Ribo. Viyibmo Balkocha. Omama Dovaracha Yivom Yovila Ben Bishoigig. Vafikta Lakedarka. We need it all Kedarka. So that my answer is, Ahu, Milahokim, Laochiv, Shem Nafke. Bimokim, Shemekim, Shem. Kedark, I don't need Yibom Yovi Allah. I can figure out from the Lahokim, Lochiv, Shem. Chiyosa Kro, Bain Bishogig, Bain Bemezid, Bain Bainis, Bain Barot. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. Let us see, Rashi. Lakocha shaloi kedarka, lalabi shimbola shaloi kedarka konen. Bimokim shemekim shem garsinam, that's how we know kedarka. So lakocha is always coming for shaloi kedarka. Let us just see the teishus v'chitzach ko bein b'shegik. V'im taima, Eishis ha-degmarit says, Mokim lochim shem I know kedarka. So, what's the Gemara you need for this? You need the Pasuk to come and tell me that there's a mitzvah of beer. to like see the lahoch, yevame yavi aleh, you need a mikra yaitzimi de pshuta, you need it to tell me there's a mitzvah beer. Beishloime, the malahokim laochiv shame nafka. No, be I can figure out lahokim laochiv shame. So by his toys, he has to do something that is make him shame. In time of Akati, it's like Zayr, Shav, the Lakaman, Yevomi, Minayim, Osi, Bia, Bia, Shlom, the Bia, the Chai, Vilav, and Mufne, Vavale, Mufne, Mitzad, Echot. Like, he don't need the Yovai, he does not have to be Mufne, so I can use the Yovai for something else. I just would like to be Messiah with a Shtikal Ha'ore on this Taisvis. There's a Machlekes in Simon Aleph, in Ebenezer, a Machlekes, the Chelkes Machlekek, and the Beishmul, when Isha was Nisaber Ba'ambati, if the Baal Hazera was Mekai Mitzvah's Piriya Verivya. There was no Maise Biya. You see, Mekai is the Vlad Meyuchas Achav. The Chalkas Mechoykik is Mesupik. The Beishmul wants to say that he is Mekai Mitzvah's Piriya Verivya. The child is Meyuchas Achav. Now, if we'll say like the Beis Shmuel, that it's Zari Meyuches Acho by Nisabro Bambati, so how do we know Bechlal? Taisa says, how do we know that this is a mitzvah B'ye? So Taisa says, that says Lachim Lachim Shem. Ah, sure I know this is a mitzvah B'ye. It says Lachim Lachim Shem. So Lachayre, how is it Muchach from there that this is a mitzvah B'ye? There's a mitzvah lahokim lachiv shem. What will be if the Yevomah will be nisaber ba'ambati from the zera Yevom? So will that also be considered lahokim lachiv shem? Is that considered lahokim lachiv shem? So it could be, according to the Beis Shmuel, that the Beis Shmuel holds that zaroi miyuches achav, so it could be that it's called lahokim lachiv shem. So, that's called Lachim Lachim Shem. Fakert, it's his Zera, so Memele, so that's called Lachim Lachim Shem. So, according to the Beis Shmuel, I don't know what is the Raya from Taisa. Taisa says, where does Emachal is a mitzvah beer? Maybe you don't have to be Boyle. So Taisa says, sure, it says Lachim Lachim Shem. But Lachayr, according to the Beis Shmuel, he can be Mekayim Lachim Lachim Shem Bambati. So what's the Raya is a mitzvah beer?